Allow me to thank all the distinguished panelists today for their excellent presentations, as well as the panelists in yesterday's sessions. I would also like to put on record a sincere appreciation for the work carried out by the two distinguished coordinators. We have seen that they have yielded positive results in terms of raising awareness about the IEDs, and my compliments to them, as well as from my delegation. I would refer to some of the questions that you had shared with us, and my intervention would be in the form of responses to those questions. I would not read out the questions, but I'm sure that you would be able to make out which questions are being referred to in this context. And I would like to share India's experience and India's efforts in the context of IED risk education. Extensive use of print, social, and electronic media is planned to regularly educate the local populations on the threat and measures to be adopted against IEDs in India. Regular education campaigns in schools and colleges are conducted by our security forces, police, as well as local administrative bodies. As to these risk education efforts, we have been using posters and banners instructing locals not to touch abandoned articles, and these are printed and pasted at prominent locations like bus stations, train stations, markets, restaurants, etc. Regular announcements on local FM radio channels, talks by security forces in local schools and colleges is also undertaken. As to other methods besides risk education for protecting civilians, we have been undertaking proactive counter-IED measures, which become the primary focus where search and detect operations to locate live IEDs before activation, non-destructive disposal of IED to the extent possible, and detailed follow-up investigation to identify IED operations. Frequent mock-up drills are conducted in sensitive locations, and demonstration of IED operations is organized for locals using dummy IEDs. As to the novelties in the way we try to make our constituencies aware of the IED threat and some of the best practices in this regard, I would like to share that in addition to adequate focus on enhancing awareness, impetus is given to prompt response to all IED calls. This enhances confidence level among the population. While many calls tend to be hoax, the sincere attempt to diffuse by the team enhances confidence among the bomb disposal squads, as well as onlookers, and this awareness then spreads by word of mouth and through social media. The IED awareness in local population of affected areas, coupled with effective search and detect operations, has resulted in gradual increase in recoveries and reduction in IED blasts. The IED risk education method, campaigns, and practices carried out by us have led to an increase in detected devices. Moreover, the number of casualties among security forces and the civilian population has also decreased considerably. The most effective measure taken to reduce IED incidents is the effective specialist training of security forces and the use of modern technology. Timely and wide dissemination of data with respect to IED incidents has also helped in reducing the IED threat. And as Madam President and Madam Coordinator, I had mentioned in my opening statement that India stands ready to share its experiences and best practices with countries on request. Thank you.